Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Smith and Richmond Chiropractic Neurology. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. Flu season is upon us and the pressure is on to get your flu shot. The question is, does this much-hailed vaccine really work? A recent study out of the University of Minnesota suggests that it doesn't. Researchers analyzed more than 12,000 peer-reviewed studies, documents, transcripts, and notes dating back to the 1930s, and found that there is very little solid evidence that the flu shot provides any real protection for most people. As it turns out, those at highest risk of suffering from the flu, children and the elderly, are least likely to derive any benefit from flu shots, especially because flu strains are constantly morphing and becoming more virulent. If you consider the findings of a 2011 study published in The Lancet, only 1.5 out of every 100 adults at best who get the flu shot will avoid developing the flu. Since only 2.7 out of every 100 adults develop the flu anyway, the benefits of getting a flu shot are statistically negligible. To protect yourself from the flu naturally, it may be worth your while to consider supplementing with vitamin D3 during the winter months, taking extra B vitamins, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, supplementing with garlic, getting plenty of rest every night, and drinking plenty of purified, mineral-rich water. Of course, you should only do things that are right for your metabolic type and make sure you and your family are adjusted regularly. A new cure for cancer? Researchers today are trying to cure cancer by blocking glycolysis, the creation of energy in the body from breaking down stored sugar. Unlike regular cells in the body that use the energy created in special factories in the cell called mitochondria, cancer cells have defective mitochondria and are unable to create energy, so they have to break down stored sugar in the body instead. Normal cells only live for so long and then they die. For example, skin cells live 28 days and die, cells lining your mouth live 24 to 48 hours and die, and red blood cells live up to 120 days. Cancer cells are different in that they lose their ability to die as a result of having defective mitochondria. Researchers have found that anything that activates or restores the defective mitochondria in the cancer cells causes the cancer cells to kill themselves. There are several universities studying the different chemicals that have been shown to be activators of mitochondria. And when I come back, why more exercise doesn't mean more weight loss, and a good excuse to eat chocolate.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Smith at 804-897-9194. Now back to the news.
Most people who start exercising in hopes of losing weight end up disappointed. Even though exercise generally helps to improve people's health, without major changes to diet and lifestyle, it often does not lead to weight loss. There is encouraging news about exercise and weight loss in a new study by researchers at the University of Copenhagen. It found that moderate exercise seems to contribute to higher weight loss than more strenuous exercise. The researchers were slightly surprised by these findings. It's not completely clear from the experiment's data just why participants in the moderate exercise group were so much more successful at dropping pounds than the other men. There were some hints, however. The men on the more strenuous exercise programs, almost daily hour-long workouts, ate more and were less active while not exercising, while those on the moderate programs were less likely to increase their food intake and remained more active during their non-exercise times. The study supports the idea that more is not always better. If weight loss is your goal, then combining moderate exercise, something that you enjoy so that you stick with it, while following a metabolic typing diet is the best way to achieve your goal. And for our last story, a good excuse to eat chocolate. Some good news for all you chocolate lovers. A study suggests that cocoa or extra dark chocolate can reduce destructive, exercise-induced oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is linked to increased risk of major degenerative disorders, including cancer, Alzheimer's, and cardiovascular disease. The study included a control group and another group who ate a full bar of dark chocolate before cycling. Those who ate the chocolate had lower levels of a marker for oxidative damage and maintained steadier blood sugar levels. Not that you should frequently eat a full bar of chocolate. That would mean eating too much sugar and calories in order to get the cocoa polyphenols that produce these effects. But maybe you can feel a little better about a treat or two. On a more regular basis, you can get as much or more cocoa polyphenol content from smaller amounts of non-Dutched cocoa powder or the cocoa bean kernels called nibs, both of which can be a nice addition to a smoothie. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Mark Smith and Richmond Chiropractic Neurology. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.